I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is Friday, November 15th, 2013, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we will have our pledges.
Let's pray. Father, today we come to you, Lord, just thanking you for this opportunity to serve our county and our country. And Lord, we just ask that you'd be with us today to clear our minds, that we would make wise choices for the citizens and taxpayers of our county. Father, we just pray that you'd be with our country and heal it. It's having some problems, and we just know that you can take charge. We just thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. 3B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll's approved. D, are budget amendments? None. No budget amendments. No actions required on 3D. Okay. 3E are our accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Yes. Myra,
yes.
That check to the Gladewater Library, do you have to mail that or can I carry that down to them?
You don't have to.
Can I take it down to them if it's all right with the court?
If you want to come by and get it, yes, that'd be fine.
All right, the uncle?
It saves us 40 something cents.
Okay.
Anything else on that?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Item 3F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, executed copy of interlocal contract with ETCOG for county 911 database maintenance, Texas Commission on Jail Standards compliance certificate dated October the 28th, 2013.
Move to record those documents in item
3F.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
They're recorded. Item 3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads, rights of way, and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to request the county auditor to conduct the FY13 audits required by Article 59.06 of the Code of Criminal Procedure on the Chapter 59 Asset Forfeiture Reports prepared by the District Attorney's Office and the Sheriff's Office. Anything you want to say?
There is, at the bottom of the form that has to be signed, it just says, I swear or affirm that the Commissioner's Court has requested not to conduct audit, so there's been some talk from the listserv that we have to.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to request that the auditor conduct that audit. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is to discuss and take action to approve payment of $7,813.62 to the county clerk cash bond account to correct errors from prior years. Madam Auditor?
Where do I begin? So when I've been working on this since I became county clerk in 2011. I couldn't make heads or tails out of what the balance in the cash bond account consisted of in the county clerk's office. So I went all the way back to 1999 and I tracked every transaction in and out of that checking account so I could figure out what happened. And that page that I gave you there, the recommended fix, I brought all of my documentation to go along with that. But at the time, the county clerk's office had three separate checking accounts, and what they would do is put all money into the regular account. Then they would write a check to the cash bond account if it was cash bond money. And there were several occasions where they forgot to write the check. So years go by and the records were not centralized, and you have to look in several different places to see what happened. But there were several times when defendants got refunded their cash bond money out of the cash bond account, but it was never put there to begin with.
From Fund 10?
From the county clerk's regular checking account. Now in 2009, the regular checking account was closed and there was a check written to the general fund for $78,000.
Because the law says they can't have that money in an account, any, for district court, any of those, has to be with money.
So we just gave y'all a little bit too much when that account was closed back in 2009. And somebody along the time should have noticed that that regular account balance was growing over time, and it shouldn't have been, because they should have been turning it in at the end of each month to the county anyway. But I have as much documentation as anyone could ever want to see on it.
You gave a number of $78,000?
Yes.
Is that reflected in here?
No. That's what we turned in to the county from the regular account. But that money that you see there, for example, step five, negative errors, that was money that was paid out of the cash bond account, but instead was never put in the cash bond account, it was put in the regular account. So we gave y'all that $10,000 back in 2009 when we turned in the $78,000. And I say we, it wasn't particularly Barbara or I, but the county clerk's office in general.
So all of these gyrations affected the Fund 10 by $7,800.
Yes. That is step two through seven that you see there with pink brackets around it. That is what totals up to that net effect of $7,813.
Yeah, we just need to replace it in the cash bond accounts.
And then
the money's coming out of the general fund.
Barbara and I are on the same page. We both have a complete understanding of what happened, and she is willing and ready to start paying these defendants back if they're entitled to the money, or escheating it to the state if we can't find them. So, and we would like to get it all cleaned up before the end of next year.
See, if the cases have already gone to, if I've already tried the case, then the defendants are entitled to the cash bond to be returned, if they appeared. If they didn't appear, then what we need to do at that point is forfeit it to the county. So Barbara will be working on that.
Okay. I'll move to approve the payment of $7,813.62 to the county clerk cash bond account to correct those errors.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Gentry to refund the money to the county clerk cash bond account. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
What line?
I mean, contingency.
Okay. Let me put that down. It's contingency.
Yeah. Item six is discuss and take action to approve the surface use agreement with John M. Clark for the Upshur County school land. Commissioner Spencer and I've been back and forth with Mr. Clark probably four times and finally got one worked out. for y'all to review and see if this is what you finally want to approve.
I have just a language question, and if it was needs to be changed, it'd just be a phone call to Clark and ask him if we can make this one minor change and go on. But in paragraph one, where it says Clark shall pay Upshur County School Land for all damages caused by its operations to all personal property, improvements, growing crops, and any other property of Upshur County School Land, or its tenant now situated on said land, should it say, or its tenant as designated by us? In other words, if we, what I was worried about was if we didn't put that language in there, then they could make the choice of whether they wanted to pay that to us or to the tenant, because it describes improvements, growing crops, and other.
They would have to pay.
It says Clark shall pay Upshur County School Land for all damages of property that belongs to us or the tenant.
So it's coming to us.
Not they'll pay either us or the tenant. It's for the property of us or the tenant.
Okay, so it's
you have to read that first, just that first part of the sentence.
Okay.
Clark shall pay.
Okay. Well, if you know more about that than I do, so I just saw that.
What I want to say, if we'd taken an initial offer on this, we'd gotten about $8,000. This is going to be between $50,000
and
$80,000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've improved for school information. We can negotiate it well.
And this is available, right? Available school?
Yes. Anything above the ground is available. Anything below the ground is permanent.
Now, the permanent, like proceeds from the minerals, does that money, can it ever be dispersed amongst the schools?
Well, you're talking about proceeds from minerals.
Right. If they start pumping oil out of the ground and
start pumping oil, it's permanent school.
So does that, can that be dispersed to the schools at some point?
Yes.
If they come before the court and they're all in agreement, they can come before the court and ask for those funds, yes.
Okay.
But the interest on those funds can be dispersed, right?
Interest is always too available on anything.
Which interest didn't work flip.
Permanent banks, available banks, it's always available. Okay.
Looks good to me.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the surface use agreement for the school land. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action on division orders for the Upshur County school land, and Mr. Dodd wanted to address this issue.
I just have three questions I would like for the court to answer. The first question is, my understanding that we were sent at least one division order over a year ago. So the question is, when were we first sent the division orders? Second, is I understand that around 4,000 barrels of oil have been sold already from one of the wells. So how many barrels have been sold from the wells total? And third, it's my understanding that four wells are in production and two should be online soon. So how many wells do you know are online in production, and about when probably will others come online, and how much money is being held for the schools?
And the question.
We got our first division order. It's dated in March of this year. Sorry, February. I think I got it at the end of March. And the court discussed it at that time and determined that what we wanted to do was try to find out exactly what we owned out there before we took any action. We received another one in September and another one in October, and that's why I have it back on the agenda today, is so that the court, I didn't want to make the decision by myself that we were still going to wait on trying to determine what we actually own. But I wanted the court to make that decision, so that's why it's here. And the fact that the superintendents have actually hired a landman to try to determine our ownership out there, that's going to help us. So if y'all are still going to do that, And so I thought what we would probably do is continue to wait until we have an answer from that landman. But I want the court to make the decision and not me. There's currently four wells in production. One we do not have a division order for. We have a division order for three of them. Is that right?
Yes. They apparently, when they sent those division orders, they sent them to the Justice Center. And that's the address on these, and that's I got that corrected this morning. That's why we were short one of them, and it was the one from August of 2012. The well that began producing in August of 12. That division order, I have a file copy of it, but I don't have the original, so we can't act on. We can't.
And there's currently $179,078.17 in escrow. And again, we were just discussing permanent school fund versus available, and this is permanent money.
But that's also not damages, correct?
$179,078.17.
Now, how much you, Frank? You just did you have a breakdown on how much has been produced?
I have. I was able to get some production on three of them. I didn't total them up. I can
get the dollars production on each of them. Uh-huh. You got the dollars production on each one of them.
I've got the dollars production on each one individually.
Right, but I'm talking about the number of barrels produced.
Okay. Here's one well. Let's look at this one for just a minute. The one that is from May of this year. Make sure I'm on the right well here. That's 59. May of this year has taken in $16,000, and it's produced monthly 423 barrels, 187, 367, 242, and 200. However, they still have some on hand, and they keep a list of what's on hand. And I don't mind making a copy of that for you, Melvin, if you want that. That's one well. The well that we don't have any production on is that file copy well, and we can get that. Here's a well that's August of 2013 that produced 636 and then 793 barrels.
Wow.
Then they've withheld 133 and 92.
Okay.
And this one's a little tougher to read. This is a well that from February of this year.
Or maybe it's that one.
505 barrels. It's harder to read this form to determine the next. I think this is monthly, 505 and 332, then 906, 846. I believe this is going to be the well that it's produced the most money, $94,000 in escrow right now, $94,901.78.
But that wasn't the first well drilled. It's a good well.
That's not the first well. That's from February of this year.
That's obviously a good one.
Yeah. And so I have that information available.
So as of right now, we have $179,000 in a permanent school funds in escrow, and then these damages.
Those damages are going up.
Could be as high as $80,000,
yeah.
Which is available.
Yes.
Surface damages.
Okay. Question: these escrow account, do they have an interest-bearing account, or is it just with their money?
It's not an interest-bearing account at this time. No, it's not. And I don't know this to be a fact, but I do know that if it's held in that escrow account for 7 years, or I've been told that if it's held in an escrow account for 7 years without any action, then it goes to the state.
It is chiefs like any other.
So I'm sure we'll make some action on it. My concern about signing the division order, any of these division orders right now, is I'm still not comfortable with what we own. And percentages of what we own, and is it correct that the schools have decided to hire a landman and pay for it?
We have two school boards that still have to take action on that to affirm it, but the other seven have taken action.
Is it going to happen if the other two don't?
I'm pretty positive we're going to probably move on yet in the next couple weeks.
That's great news.
The division of how we pay for it.
I'm sorry?
It's just going to change the division of how we pay for it.
Okay. If the others don't? Okay, well, it's good to know that you can still go forward with that because that's been what's needed, is to let's find out where we stand. There's discrepancy in the percentages of what we own. There's discrepancy in the percentages, in my opinion, of what we're being paid per. And if it proves out that we own more, we're looking at maybe a 25 or 30% increase just on these numbers here, possibly, just on these numbers, and then going forward. And we want to be thinking about what we're doing 20, 30 years from now for our schools.
But if we sign the division order as it is and it's wrong, then we're stuck with the percentage that we signed on for.
So I'm in favor of holding off till we hear from the school.
Mr. Miles, you wanted to address this issue.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Just a couple of questions. One is, what is a division order? And then who decides what percentage go to what school district? And one complaint, I guess, is that I've been back here 3 years, and for 3 years, this court has debated as far as who owns what and how much. I know the question has been put to the court on several occasions over the last 3 years. Hire a professional, get back on track, and then you'll know exactly where you stand. But this court has wasted so much money over the last 3 years debating over something that they don't even have a clue as to how it's supposed to be set up. The court needs to hire a professional. Get this thing straightened out so that everybody can get what's due to them.
Thank you, Mr. Miles. A division order is it's a contract or an agreement between the producer and the mineral interest owner as to how the minerals are going to be divided. I mean, the oil and gas lease already says, you know, we're going to take this percentage, but then depending on ownership of the land and how the units are set up, the division order sets out exactly how much, what percentage of production the mineral owner is going to get. Second of all, we haven't wasted any money. We haven't spent any money on this. We have talked about it a lot, but here's the problem, okay? We are the trustees for the school land. But unlike a normal trust that has provisions where the trustee can be reimbursed for expenses for taking care of the trust, the county gets nothing out of this. And the commissioner's court has not been willing, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but the commissioner's court has not been willing to spend county tax dollars to try to find out what the ownership was. And so the superintendents have stepped up, and they are taking it on themselves to spend their tax dollars to determine what our ownership is. So that's where we are.
We've been informed which two schools have not taken.
I'll let you talk to them about that.
Explain. Now, the division order doesn't set out how much each school gets.
Right.
It goes into the single fund, and then the funds are dispersed.
The fund is dispersed. The fund is dispersed depending on it's per capita. So even Pittsburgh ISD has usually three or four students that live in Upshur County, so they get a very small check every time we divide the money up. But it's based on per capita, number of students per school district.
I'd like to reiterate, Mr. Miles, that we have not wasted any money. That's what we've done. Due diligence on this before myself and Paula came, the point was to do due diligence, to look into things. Now on our own dime, our own expense, look into some things and try to figure out what we finally come to this position now where the schools have stepped up and said, okay, they're gonna reap the benefit out of it today and tomorrow and 30 years from now. They've stepped up and they're gonna hire the landman and we're gonna find out.
Paul. And I'd like to mention too that a lot of the counties have sold their land. And we are one of the few that continue to deal with this and try to get the most out of it for our schools. So I don't think we've wasted anything. There's been a lot of time, a lot of effort put into this by individuals and us as a county. So I'd just like to say, you know, this could be totally different. We can sell it one time and have it be over with and get one lump sum and divide it up and it'd be done. But we continue to try to do the best for our schools. I want that.
And there's way too much misinformation and false allegations out there about this stuff. So if anybody has any questions, you can come talk to me anytime. I think all four of these commissioners are now informed as to what's going on with the school land, so you can visit with them, but we'll be happy to talk about it.
Judge, we are always being bombarded with people wanting to buy it, because I get 17 letters in my office, because the check for the county goes out and has my name on it.
Selling it would be the easy
thing. For it, and I just take them, tear them up, shred them, throw them in the trash, because I know it's not worth it.
So do we want to take any action today?
Thank you.
I do not. I want to know what we have once and for all.
I agree.
Well, we don't have that kind of back and forth anymore.
It's easier to do it right in this. I can't easier to do it right the first time.
Judge, how many superintendents do we have right today?
There's a form you have to sign. No, but if you sign the form, you can go ahead and talk.
I just have a question. Do we know how much money is being held for the school and approximately when it would be able to be distributed to those schools?
$179,000.
That's the figure you gave her.
But it's permanent. And so that money is not distributed unless they come to us and ask us to divide it. We just divide the interest annually.
The money that we anticipate getting for the damages.
How many superintendents are here today?
It's five.
Five.
You have a check in my office for your school money today. If you want to stop into the office and downstairs.
On the bottom floor.
Yes.
On that end of the hallway.
Pick up money.
You have to show who you are before you get the check.
No. I think we can probably vouch for most of them.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, this is not how we run court, but what do you want, Melvin?
I have a question then about the permanent fund. Is it true that the
talk can talk to the treasurer about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are we going to take any action?
No action.
I made the wait.
I don't want to do anything until they get their information back.
All right. Y'all let us know when you get the land man online. Item 8 is to discuss and take action on resolution approving Upshur County's membership in the Longview Metropolitan Planning Organization and designating the county judge as a voting member of the organization's Transportation Policy Board. After the last census, the federal government has designated Gladewater, Union Grove, East Mountain, and the Glenwood community as part of the Longview Metropolitan Planning Area, which means that there is some Category 3 transportation money that is handled by that organization. So by signing the resolution and joining the organization, we get the county judge as a voting member of the board, and then the mayor of Gladewater will be a voting member of the board. And maybe a long, long time before there's ever any money spent up here, but it would certainly be to our advantage to be a member of the organization, and it does not cost us anything. This is set out by the federal government. Whether we have any voting members on the board or not, we're going to be part of the organization.
Any monies that come, do they come directly to us or through the state?
They come directly from the federal government to the planning organization. And then the planning organization doles it out to the...
So this basically gives us a voice in future planning in this metropolitan area,
yes.
Road infrastructure, whatever.
Yeah.
I move to approve to put our judge on that board.
And the resolution joining. Mm-hmm.
And join.
I second it.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the resolution joining the Longview MPO and designating the county judge as the policy board member. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
Do you want one back?
All right. Item 9 is discuss and take action on request to maintain the fountain on the north side of the courthouse and previous action to make the fountain into a planter. Some time ago, we took action to fill the planter in, and since then, we've had some concerned citizens who have contacted me, and Paul David Williams is here, Randy Hill's here, Joan with the chamber is here, and y'all, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that you were willing to expend your own money to get the fountain up and running?
Well, do you want to go first, Jeff, or?
Come on.
Okay. The fountain was basically funded pretty much by the Barrett Foundation. They pretty much paid for the majority of the fountain. The Barrett Foundation is still in operation. They were unaware of the fountain being broke down. Up until this last October when they came to visit with the kids and noticed it broke down. I made a phone call to her and she said whatever it takes to fix it. Send her an email and she'll send the money to get it fixed. She also stated that she wants to set up an account where the Barrett Foundation will fund it for the maintenance of it. So probably that means if y'all want to hire somebody or somebody hire somebody to keep it clean and maintained, there'll be a fund that'll handle it.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole issue. The pump's gone out, which, and there's a few other little problems in there, which that run anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500, no problem according to her. That's an easy fix. The maintenance of it, she wanted me to get the details of it, how much it would probably cost to keep it maintained. They set up a fund and pay for that.
Could that money go through the chamber and the chamber oversee the maintenance?
It could.
Okay.
It makes her no difference. They just want to see it in operation.
Okay. Joan, do you think you could keep it maintained?
I'll try to. Hire someone to.
It'd be like a pool.
That'd get things back rolling and make it look good.
Because the fountain's an asset. And I'm
there was some question about on the courthouse renovation that would have to be taken out. That's kind of like government on the health care plan, right? Let's just see what happens.
That's so far down the road. I mean, I hate to get into that, but we would either have to get a waiver or we would have to move it across the street.
But anyway, as far as the money for it, it's there.
If that's the case,
I'm all for it.
I'd like to make a motion that we determine that what it's going to take to get it in shape, what it's going to take to maintain it, and that the money be funneled through the Chamber of Commerce and they be responsible for it in conjunction with the city, if necessary, whatever. Or maybe we don't have to do anything.
I want to ask a question. Could you just killed all my questions but one. What is the city's role in this now? Because it's on county property, and if this is going to happen, I need to report back to the council of what is expected from the city.
I think what you're saying is the chamber is going to take it.
And that's what I understood you to say, and that just...
No, I said that.
That just satisfies me no end.
That could be a possibility.
But and you're still including me, the city, in it. And so if the city's not going to be in it, that makes me happy. I just need to know for clarity whether that's going to be the situation.
I just need to ask a question. The only reason I brought you back into it again.
Yes, sir.
Somehow
I was saying, stood up.
Somehow the city
agreed and to maintain that thing, and I don't know what kind of, excuse me just a minute, I don't know if that was in a written agreement, an oral agreement, or whatever your agreement with the Chamber of Commerce was when we did the Main Street deal. That's my concern.
There's no question that it's part of Main Street, says so on the plaque out there, and no question that the city sponsored the Main Street program, but then the Main Street program went away. The city's no longer in Main Street. But there's no question it had to have the county's permission to put it out there. So I don't think there's any questions on those facts, that it was put there by the city as part of Main Street. I'm sure people made donations, just like Randy said, and I'm sure that the county at that time allowed it. But I find no written document that anybody seems to know of. I think it was all verbal. Probably in the minutes somewhere, maybe.
Could be.
Maybe.
What year was it?
When was it?
You know, minutes are very brief sometime, and they don't go into great detail.
2003.
Sir?
2003. He was asking a question.
Okay.
I've got a question for the auditor. It's our property. We own it. If we maintain it, you know the rule about not lending money. If we maintain it and keep it up, then if we get reimbursed for that, that's fine. I mean, it's our property, so we can maintain it if we want to, correct?
I would think so.
Yeah, okay.
You're the lawyer, and you do real estate stuff down there at the street. And my understanding from lawyers is that anything attached to real estate becomes the property of the owner of the real estate. And I'm not trying to pass the buck here. I don't know where I am.
It's ours. We own it.
I'm going to sit down. Thank you.
But I don't know that are we responsible for the maintenance of it just because it sits on our property?
Well, if it's ours,
should the county be responsible for it since it is sitting on their property, knowing there is some funds coming in to take care of it?
It would be just like if we let somebody build a building out on the southwest corner. If we let somebody build a building out there and then they eventually didn't use it anymore, we got a choice. We can either let it fall down, rot, or we can take care of it.
Well, but we have...
Because we own it.
I understand, but here's a maintenance issue, and I think it's fantastic that Ms. Barrett is wanting to set up a fund and do what she's wanting to do. But we have a rose garden or something out here that someone promised to take care of after it was put in, and I don't believe it's being taken care of. It's been handed over to our maintenance department. I think the same thing down at the Justice Center was promised someone else was going to take care of it if we put it in and made it awful pretty. Someone would take care of it, but they don't. It's thrown back onto our maintenance department, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have a problem with us hiring a pool company, let's say, if we're the ones that's got to be responsible for it, hiring a pool company and having those designated funds, bills, sent to Ms. Barrett's foundation and them be paid, but I just want to be sure that they were, if we're going to be responsible.
Wouldn't it be simpler just let the chamber handle the money and keep government out of it? Uh-uh. They can't do that? Uh-uh. Okay.
Why can't they do it? Because the city used to do it. What's the difference?
It's just going to be simpler for us to do it.
Simpler for who?
You got a maintenance man up there.
How's it going to be simpler?
How is that going to be simpler than the chamber doing it? We don't have to keep up with
I'm not the chamber to do it. Is it legality or is it?
Chuck, did you want to say something?
Yes, sir. I have just a short comment and a question. Everything that involves maintenance sooner or later involves me. And of course, if we take on the fountain, that's what y'all decided to do. We need to do first a cost analysis of what it's going to cost. In other words, it's apparently in disarray now, so there'll be repairs have to be made.
Chuck, it's not going to be, we're not going to spend any money on it. Okay.
Okay. What about resources? Our department.
We're not going to spend it. We're not going to spend any money on it. You're not going to have to do anything.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
It would be easier and simpler if we were taking care of it. And I understand that means that somebody, probably me, is going to have a contract with a pool company, and then we're going to have to pay the bill up front. And then the Barrett Foundation will reimburse us. But
Myra and I were discussing handling it like it's a donation from the Bear Foundation. Anybody can donate to it, and the Bears could donate to it. Special funds, paid out that special fund, and it will be on the book showing this donation. We've had this before in the past with the library.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion then? That we don't do anything on this until we hear back from the cost analysis for Ms. Barrett, so she's satisfied, and what it's going to take either from a pool company or somebody to keep it up. So an ongoing deal. So what it's going to cost, so that she is committed, and then bring that information back and let us make a decision then, because we're not going to fire it up in the winter anyway, are we? Probably not for a couple months or three.
They could go ahead and get it fired up.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, can't we just let that go until you?
You could go ahead and get it running.
Yeah, I get some solid figures for the next time. I do have a preliminary figure, but I don't have anything on maintenance.
Yeah.
Because I just learned this morning that she wants to pay for the maintenance too.
Did you talk to Angie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could we not just do
she's
that?
She's very concerned. Really,
would a pool guy? I mean, would they maintain it once a month or
once a week?
Probably weekly.
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 But I'll get that.
Okay.
Judge, the only real question would be the pumps, because they've been shut down for 2 or 3 years.
They've looked at it.
Getting them activated would be the only real issue.
They've looked at it.
Yes, sir.
Can we table it then?
Yeah.
Could they just go ahead and get the pumps running?
Well, let's wait until we. Okay. They don't. Yeah, let's just wait until we know what it's all going to cost.
So everybody's happy. Let's wait to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah,
is that all right?
The only information I need to get is Brian Rogers. My understanding of the city has a book that's got the parts in it. That is a manufactured product that fountain actually is.
Oh.
And there's a company that built that thing. It's a package unit, and he's got the information on it, and Brian told me a couple of things the other day, like there's some of the little thing that squirted water up in there that broke off and needs to be replaced.
Yeah, there's six of them. There's only six of them right now.
Okay, and so, you know, that wasn't included in our pump. We do know what the pump's going to cost.
Well, I think it's just great that you contacted Angie and Ms. Barrett, and she's agreed, so I'd like to table it.
All right. So we won't take any action on item 9 today, but we're making headway.
Who does that, John?
Sir. On the accounts payable, I meant to mention y'all, and not to notice it. On the Pritchett Water, we received $1,129 back on an audit that we paid out of last year's. And right now, that is finished until the state decides to give more money out for water rights.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned under that agenda. We have a second agenda immediately following the 9 a.m. regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. The court will take action to canvass the election results for the November 5th, 2013 constitutional amendment election. Okay. Is there a motion to canvass?
Motion to canvass.
Second.
Who seconded?
I think I did.
Did you second?
No.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to canvass the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's done.
Motion to adjourn that meeting.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.